The market is moving fast. And all of that speed puts you right in the middle of the action.
I feel the need for speed.
Trying to pick out the stocks, mutual funds, and ETFs that are your real targets from the ones that will make your portfolio crash and burn. Investment research firm New Constructs looks for the telltale signs in corporate filings that show which way a security will move next.
Warning, warning.
Whether it is flying a true course or misleading the investment public about its prospects.
Son, your ego is writing checks your body can't cash.
New Constructs separates all securities into those that are attractive and the ones that are, well, dangerous.
Danger, danger.
Every Monday on Money Life, company president David Trainer shoots down one security whose actions he thinks have it headed for trouble.
What you have done is wrong.
Whether you simply sell it or get aggressive and sell it short, you'll want to know which securities to have on your radar as Money Life enters.
Oh, yes, we are going in search of trouble. But by identifying it, we can also then avoid trouble. And that's what they do at New Constructs, where they evaluate securities on a scale of most attractive to most dangerous. And things that are dangerous are, well, what might otherwise be considered fool's gold. They are things that look attractive, but that's only skin deep. And at New Constructs, they're not looking at the surface level. They dig in at the footnotes level and then work their way out. So they evaluate a security from the inside out. And what they frequently find is that something that looks nice at the surface level is not so nice down deep. If it's misleading, it's dangerous. And if it's dangerous, we talk about it here. If you want to learn more about how it works, go to newconstructs.com. And remember, they blog about their danger zone picks. So if you want more information on anything you hear on the show or you have other questions, follow up by checking the website. They're on Twitter at New Constructs. David Trainer, welcome back to the show.
Great to be back, Chuck. Thank you.
Who's in the danger zone this week?
Verint Systems.
Danger, danger.
Verint Systems is ticker symbol VRNT. This is not a company that I know a whole lot about. I do know that it's a business that some folks have talked about how at some point it might split into two. But right now you're saying it's not a worthy investment even as one. So what's the problem here?
I think the valuation might split in two. That part's right. And if that's all it falls, then I think investors may be lucky. You know, look, I feel like we're getting into a more rational environment. Parts of the market and the world seem to be very irrational, especially depending on how you feel about the politics. But it feels like, despite the market sort of going on some runs here or there, that we're seeing the market be a little bit more discriminate about which companies it rewards and which companies it punishes. And I think that's an important sign for investors, especially those that rely on technical research, to pay attention to, because that means the music is stopping with respect to technical research. And stories like what we're going to tell here with Verint are going to have a whole lot more weight in the market. And the story is not new. It's what we talk about with a lot of danger zone stocks. I mean, look, it's hard to say things are worse when you've got a stock that's up almost 30% over the last year, twice the S&P, and yet profits are falling. We know that the company is sort of hoodwinking investors by talking about how revenues are rising, talking about potential, but the profits of the business have really fallen through the floor. The return on invested capital has gone from above 10% to now below 2%. You got big-time corporate governance risk because the executives are paid in ways that allow them to destroy shareholder value and still get paid a lot of money. It's a major corporate governance risk. And Valiant is a poster child for what happens when corporate governance is not managed correctly and when executive compensation, which to me, Chuck, is probably one of the most of, if not the most important elements of corporate governance. Bad business, not incentivized to fix it. What could be worse?
This is a stock that's up almost 25% this year. Now, the truth is it's had plenty of times where it's gone against the general tide. In 2015, it was off about a third, and of course the market was up, so we've seen it run opposite the general trend before. But with a stock that's already up 25% this year, that hides a lot of catalysts. So what are you thinking makes people wake up to this?
We think we're looking at a revenue and earnings miss in the not too distant future. You know, look, there's a big disconnect between their non-GAAP net income and their real economic earnings, and nevertheless, they're still heading down. more and more competition is coming into the space, and they've been kind of hiding the problems, Chuck, with acquisitions and doing a bunch of acquisitions to sort of compensate for the, how the organic business is failing. It's hard to know exactly when those sort of stories end, but they always end badly, especially when the acquisitions are driving down returns on capital. I don't pretend to have a crystal ball and the ability to predict exactly when these things happen, but I always feel like it's to balance that with, well, how much risk is there? How much risk are investors carrying by waiting for the catalyst? And that's where we get back to the valuation, which I guess it would probably be your next question.
Yes, it would be.
Right. To justify $44 a share, they've got to double their profit margins from what they were last year and grow revenues by 20% for over a decade. That's what the current stock price is saying. All the while, keep in mind, margins have been on the decline as their operating costs have been growing at almost twice the rate as their revenues since 2014. And that cost growth has been a reflection of their weakening competitive position. They've had to spend that much on R&D and sales in order to keep up with competition from big firms like Oracle, Microsoft, IBM, NICE Systems, Elbit Systems, Pegasystems, Salesforce.com. It's a crowded space. They don't have an advantage. They're hoping that someone will acquire them. I think that's the only thing that can make sense when you look at a business that's burning as much cash as they burn. I mean, they've got, at the current rate, they can last a little over 2 years with the amount of cash they have on the books.
And that, of course, is why some folks were talking about splitting the company in two. And, of course, you said they could see their value split in two. Is a 50% haircut reasonable, outlandish, or could it be worse than that?
I think it could easily be worse than that. When we look at the economic book value, right, that's the value of the business based on its existing cash flows. That economic book value is -$1.58 a share. And so they've got to grow and do something, or, you know, you're looking at a zero here. Even if they get the 6% margin and they grow by 14% for a decade, the stock's only worth $20. That's over 55% downside. So you're talking about a lot. When I said split in half, I mean, that's the least of it. Even those expectations to justify that stock price are way too high.
And that's why Verint Systems, VRNT, is the pick in the danger zone this week. David, thanks as always for joining us.
My pleasure, Chuck. Thank you.
David Trainer is the president at New Constructs. If you want more information about this pick or anything they do, the most attractive and most dangerous list and more, go to newconstructs.com. They're on Twitter at New Constructs. The market call is next. Stay tuned. This is Money Life.
Oh, wow. This is actually pretty dangerous.